And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. The COVID-19 outbreak inside the Comanche County Jail continues to rage. At least 116 people, both inmates and staff, are now confirmed to be infected. A county official admitted in a statement that the jail simply hadn't prepared for the possibility of the pandemic reaching inside the facility's walls. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reported this week that the jail has been ordered by the state not to take in any more inmates, and that administrators are trying to come up with a plan.
One of the options they're considering is moving people out of the overcrowded jail. It's unclear where they would take them.
Comanche County says they will decide today whether to transfer some inmates to the state prison system. The State Department of Health has now confirmed nearly 5,500 COVID-19 cases throughout Oklahoma. 294 total deaths are confirmed, 6 more than were reported on Monday. Rural Texas County in the Panhandle has the highest per capita infection rate in Oklahoma, following a major outbreak at a pork processing plant there. The county seat of Guymon, population 11,000, now has more cases than Tulsa. Oklahoma's affordable housing tax credit will not be touched going into next year. Governor Kevin Stitt has vetoed a bill that would have cut its annual cap in half. Representative Monroe Nichols, Democrat of Tulsa, fought hard against the bill and says keeping the tax credit at its current amount will have a big impact.
I think they talk about you shouldn't spend more than 30% on housing. And I know if we look across the community, there's a lot of folks who are just going broke to put a roof over their head. And that's something that desperately needs to change.
According to the Coalition for Affordable Housing, the tax credit has been responsible for over $800 million in economic gains in the state. Governor Stitt has signed a bill to prevent the confiscation of firearms from those deemed a danger to themselves and others. Senate Bill 1081, or the Anti-Red Flag Act, prevents local authorities from seizing guns, even if a judge rules their owner may use them to commit suicide or even a mass shooting. Second Amendment advocates say red flag laws are tyrannical. Supporters of gun control measures say the laws save lives. Sunny with a high of 78 today. Storms likely tomorrow, could become severe by Friday. Right now, fair skies, 53 degrees in Tulsa. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.